So today, I'm inviting you to find one of your favorite places in nature, or if that's too far away, find another place more close by. Nature is one of the most important resources for me in my life to be able to be fully me. When I go into nature, sometimes with others, but I really love to do it on my own as well, it really slows me down. It really helps me to feel how I'm feeling and to let my brain slow down a bit so that I get new ideas, so that my creativity can prosper, so that I suddenly know the solution for a problem. And I see possibilities and opportunities. I see links that I didn't know before. It's also a beautiful way to connect with my emotions, to let go of what I no longer need. After that, I found out what was going on, what was happening inside. And also to recharge myself and to refuel my battery. We are nature. So it's not strange that it's a very beautiful way to reconnect with ourselves. So when you are in this beautiful place where you can reconnect with yourself, try to find a place where you can just take a breath, maybe a bench, or maybe while you're walking, take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth to land in your body, to ground yourself. Or maybe you have a beautiful grounding meditation you can do yourself, or an exercise that really helps you to ground. And really slow down your pace. And slow down even more. And slow down even more. And it might feel weird in the beginning, but slowing down really helps you to notice the environment and notice your own body and your own energy. It takes you out of the quick patterns we have. And I want you to take a deep breath in and just smell. Maybe you smell something, or maybe you don't smell nothing at all. But just notice. And then feel the temperature on your skin, on your maybe on your hands, on your face. Maybe it feels warm or maybe it feels cold. And then look around you. First, look up to the sky. What does the sky look like? Is it blue, sunny, or clouded, or gray? And then look to your left. What do you see? What colors do you see? What shapes do you see? Is there a lot of diversity? Are the colors intense, light or dark? Also to your right, what do you see there? What shapes, colors? Is there diversity in trees and bushes, flowers? And ahead of you? And also, what are the sounds around you? Maybe there are birds, maybe you hear people, maybe you hear activities of people. then let your heart guide you. Just follow your hunch. Where do you want to go? Maybe you want to go to a specific place or a specific tree. Just follow your hunches. You don't have to reach a goal. Just follow your heart. And if you find such a place, just stay there for a while and close your eyes. Even if people are looking at you. And just stand still and notice what you feel. Are there any sensations in your body? Or any thoughts? How is your breath now? And afterwards, find another tree or a tree if you haven't found one yet. And either sit against this tree with your back or stand next to the tree or put your hands on the tree. Close your eyes and have the intention to open up your energy, your own energy field, and ask that tree to connect with you, connect his or her energy with you, and have the intention to take in that energy and notice how that feels for you. Where do you feel it in your body? What images or colors or sensations or feelings or thoughts, emotions come up? Does it feel nice or not so nice? And maybe if you still have the time, go to another tree and do the same. And notice how that feels. Whether it is a nice feeling or not. Afterwards, thank the trees. Thank nature, the flowers, the birds. And think yourself. And then find out whether there's something of this walk that you would like to take with you home. Maybe something that you see lying on the ground. But also maybe a specific sensation you had during this walk. Something that you want to take in completely. And take with you in your system. I hope you enjoyed this exercise and I would love to hear how this was for you. If you have any questions or were things happening, or if you really, really would like to do more of this, just let me know. And go on to the next part, day 7, where it is all about integration. Have a wonderful day, evening or night, and till next time.